Glad to be on my way to work.
Yeah, I thought about you yesterday. I saw a post on Facebook from a guy doing POTA, and he had him a sled, and he had all his gear on it, and he carried it out through the park, and they had these little elevated wooden platforms, and he had to put his tent on, and they had a one-holer without a building around it for a porta potty.
About that, I mean, now I'd be willing to give it a try, but it'd be a little rough in it.
Man, he's dedicated.
I mean, the platforms ain't horrible, but I don't know, they rough sleep on.
Clear off about a foot of snow to even get the tent on there.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to do like a hot tent. I was actually telling my wife about that. I would love to do a hot tent. You know, you got the stove inside of it and everything else, but hey, you know, I don't want to go clear the snow off and then put it up.
On that one.
What I'm going to do, go camping in a tent with one of those stoves in it. Got a fire going inside a tent, that'd be pretty good.
When I was in Alaska, it was a canvas tent with a stove in it, and it was on a utility trailer. The sides folded out, and that made the beds and everything, so it was pretty cool.
A lot of them I've seen are canvas, but apparently they sell the nylon as well.
The canvas would be a little warmer.
Hold the heat a lot better.
You're waiting on the defroster.
I defrosted my truck this morning. Stay with us this weekend, or you going to stay home and participate?
Stay home. They said Susan's got to work, and then I got to get caught up on some projects. I've been kind of laying low since I've been sick.
And I think we are going to go to Pickens, I think it is, down on Chad's land, KO4NUE. He offered to let us set up there.
KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Sound like you just woke up.
I was thinking the same thing. KO4NUE. Bed for a little bit, enjoying this wood stove up here. So, yeah, I did some cleaning up and rearranging, and as far as the deer camp goes, y'all are welcome to do whatever you'd like up here. And I think I may, you know, got everything set and kind of sort of ready to go.
Video equipment yesterday, only thing I got to do is charge the laptop and charge my batteries, just make sure they're all good.
Drink some, probably some ribs or chicken or something. I got a rotisserie cooker up here I built to go hook to the solar array. So, we'll get it going and get some decent chow going. And coffee, of course. And I'll bring some, we got a bunch of firewood split ready. So, I mean, I'm going to leave the cabin clean and just bring a set of tables, because, I mean, the rest of it's kind of here. There's a DC distribution panel here, and I'm hoping, y'all just, I hope y'all just have a ball. So, and those who don't want to do the radio, hey, we can just go fish. There's, you know, fish pond up here. There's a river and fish in the river, and there's a barbecue hut down on the other end of the river as well. So, again, I wish you'd come, but that's, you know, hey, that's entirely up to you. But it's all set and ready.
That way, like I said, Mama's got to work, so we just got to kind of play it by ear. Are they still talking the S word for this weekend?
I heard myself.
Years ago they were.
I'm going to step right across here and start me some coffee. So y'all just talk away. And as far as Ken, you just bring whoever you like, you know. There's a toilet, shower, refrigerator, propane cooker, wood stove, TV, radio, and I got two makeshift beds in here. And let's see what else. AC, DC, propane, refrigerator, and a DC distribution panel on the wall that I'm thinking ought to handle 3-4 radios. If not, then hey, we'll add something else to it. But if you can make it, hey, you are welcome. A good food, good fellowship, and a radio. What else could you possibly want? KL4NUE, I'm going to go make some coffee.
Hey, coffee.
Yeah, I may see you this weekend.
At 2 o'clock, I'm not exactly sure what time Patrick was talking about getting there. You need enough time to get the antennas and stuff up. I've got my in-fed halfway with throw rope and all that. And then I'm going to bring the super antenna, which is the vertical. And I've got a bunch of radials and stuff for it. So I've got at least two antennas. And I think Patrick said he's got one supposed to be coming in if it's not already in.
Be set up then.
That'll be a good challenge. I tried to set up in the storage building and just really couldn't get enough heat. And eventually went inside.
That cold?
Sitting outside, and I think it was a little bit windy. I don't remember, but yeah, it was a little bit cool because I think I had a kerosene heater in there, and it just wasn't pumping out enough heat into that little building. And the only way I could really get any light was to have the doors wide open. It looks like Saturday's going to be a perfect day. It's supposed to be sunny, no rain or nothing like that. It's not even showing a percentage of it, so we'll have some good weather. Just be a little cool.
I know. Here a couple of days ago, they were talking about a perfect storm, right? You know, rain and that coming up from the south and cold from the north and everything that they were watching. So that'd be good. Must be going south of us.
I'm opposed to it either way, but I wouldn't mind if it stayed away at least till end of Saturday. I mean, we can do it all at once Sunday. My laptop, of course, I'll have my 7100. So, I mean, I'm going to do some digital work on top of just calling on the radio, see what kind of, I know last year I did a couple of JSA call contacts, so that was all right, wasn't too bad, but, you know, that was on the home base station.
Okay, so what I got here is a, already up, is a 80-meter dipole. I'm pretty confident you're not going to do anything on 80 meters, but it's here and already up. 2-meter Slim Jim. there's 4 windows in the place and a hole for coax in the floor. So I don't think anybody is going to be getting cold or anybody is going to be getting wet. Because this wood stove here will run you out of here if you don't manage it right. But, you know, if y'all want to stay outside, of course, that's up to you. There's a, like I said, there's an outdoor barbecue shelter down at the river that is, oh, I don't know, 20 by 30 maybe. And it's a barbecue pit hooked onto it. There's two poplars right beside of it. This, I'd say they're probably 100, 150 feet high, maybe. Pretty big old trees to hold a good antenna. Let me let this thing drop. Here in near the cabin, there's a whole bunch of trees, and to throw antennas, which is where I've got mine on. And I have got a couple of links of extra coax, more G8 mini, but I can definitely run some into the cabin for spare antennas or whatever. Andrew, I will try to send you a video or picture of kind of what I know y'all are going, what does this place look like? I just, you know, can't get it. So I'll send you a picture so you kind of know. It's really quite comfortable, but it is no commercial power, no commercial water out in the middle of, you know, this big tract of nothing. So I wish y'all'd use it and come and enjoy it, and I don't think anybody's going to be uncomfortable at all with any kind of weather. KO4NUE.
For HKX.
What about
you? I've been listening for a little bit as I was loading the excursion to get headed out. So I've been catching up on what y'all talking about a little bit.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'll be doing good if I wasn't up at 5:30 in the morning.
I hear you. Well, you know, are you coming this weekend?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. I'll bring some food and I'll have everything set. About what time, Andrew, if you let me know how many people's coming and about what time?
And, I know. Like I said, it actually doesn't start till 2. We just need time to get some antennas up. I know, Patrick, you were talking about wanting to get there a little bit early. Y'all tell me, and that's what we'll plan for.
Be here Friday evening to, you know, make sure. I'm going to bring a tool truck, and I don't know, probably 4 or 5 spare batteries. And just in case, but I don't think we won't have a problem with the grid, but just in case. And, I mean, there you go. If there is a external DC connection on the outside of the shelter that you can, you know, plug up to it, the tool trailer I've got is also its own solar generator. It's what I run all the tools off of it with a solar panel and some pretty hefty aircraft batteries. So that can be used for to plug a radio into. It's got its own little solar panel too. So, but it's y'all welcome to it. I mean, just welcome to it, and just bring whatever you like when you want. And I just hope y'all have a ball. I mean, because it's set up for just kind of this thing. I mean, Patrick's seen it. I think, yeah, what do you think, Patrick? It ought to work well for that, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I think it'll do great. Everybody will be nice and comfortable and enjoy the day.
I'm about to say 7-3. I need to start my trek on in the plant. I hope y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road. Chad, thank you again for offering up the place. It's definitely going to be a blast. I think it's going to be a fun weekend. A little bit of fellowship radio, just like you said. All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Have a good day. KO4NUE.
7-3. Have a good day.
KN4TFW.
How your house doing?
Yeah, everybody's doing pretty well right now. And that Susan seems like she's about over being sick, so that's a good thing.
I know y'all had a rough start to the year.
Yeah, it hasn't been good to to us this year for sure.
Not getting to work on a regular schedule is killing me.
Hey, did I hear you check in on Mount Mitchell? Check in, what was it? Was it Sunday morning? No, it must have been Saturday morning.
You did.
You hit that repeater with its little antenna from Taylor's.
That repeater's pretty amazing where you can hit it to range it at.
Check-ins on Saturday, two different ones.
Can you say that again, Ken?
Check-in at 8 o'clock and a check-in at 9 o'clock, two different groups.
I'm not sure which net is which, so I just had to be flipping around and everybody was checking in, so I figured I'd join in with them. Chad, don't run out of there.
But I've got coffee going on one side and trying to get the wood stove up and going on the other, but I'm still in here.
Did you make it through your movie last night?
Yeah, I did. Oh, man. Yeah, that's kind of why I'm moving a little slow this morning, but I made it. KX, KO4, NUE.
KO4, HKX, I'm still here, Chad.
So, yeah, I made it. I'm trying to get some fluids in me this morning. And actually got to watch it 1.5 times. So that gives you any idea. So, oh, man. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, let me go check on this coffee because that's going to be my savior this morning.
Go check on your coffee. Ken, you about to work?
Get to Welford yet, but I'm headed that way.
Ain't wanting to get up moving this morning.
Used to, I'd hit the interstate about 6 o'clock, so I'm right about on time. And that ain't no sense being excited or getting there early. Probably ain't many people there. And that they had, I don't know, we got about that COVID going around. You know, early in January it was the maintenance department. Now it's the production department. We didn't even have enough people to hardly run this weekend. I think they kept a couple of plants down.
Fighting everywhere you go, got it. And I mean, that thing's been spreading like wildfire.
And, you know, most people feel all right in a couple of days and are ready to come back to work, but it just won't let them.
I don't know. I think staying home is a good thing when you're sick, but I think you can stretch it out too far, too.
For all of this, I never stayed home when I was sick.
One for doing that either, but I've had to make myself one if I get sick now, because everybody will run scared from you anyway, so ain't no point in going.
That right, they all freak out. KN4, TFW. You know, Susan had that sinus infection. They gave her 5 days worth of pills. I'm hoping that was enough of them, and I guess over the next couple of days, we'll find out. She might have to get another round of medicine, probably.
You guys still got snow down there?
I'm on the back deck, and I saw some piles in some parking lots.
White up here, having a dodge. I see spots in the road. It's 25 degrees here right now. I heard they were calling for more this weekend, but I think they've changed it now.
Early on, they were calling for some this weekend, but then that just kind of faded, and I didn't hear nothing else about it. I think it's going below us.
With me, it cost me all last week between the snow and the truck having problems.
out.
Yeah, I had it figured out. I was just waiting on the parts. The weather wouldn't let him deliver it. Getting into the black hole up here, so if you're getting close, I'll just go ahead and say 7-3. If not, I'll have to jump over to the other channel, other wide open repeater.
That's 147-285, right?
That is correct.
10-4 TFW.
HKX, Chad, if you're still earshot, we're heading over to 147.285. KO4 HKX, clear.